and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
So, what are some of the crises that are facing our world today?
I think global warming is definitely one of them, and it is followed by climate change.
Those are really important.
Like this year, the winter seemed to be longer than before. What are the other crises that we are facing today, Erin?
Well, we're facing a lot of environmental issues,
yes,
such as the destruction of rainforests for farming land, and pollution, especially like nuclear waste pollution going into our oceans. There's also wealth disparity. There's not many rich, but there's a lot of poor
people.
A lot of things.
You're right. There are a lot of problems around the world waiting for us to deal with. There's also one thing that tells us whether our world is doing okay or not.
Oh, I think I've heard of that. Is that the doomsday clock?
You are right.
All right, so let's find out a bit more about the doomsday clock in our article today.
Reading.
The doomsday clock. 3 minutes left. There are just 3 minutes left until midnight, as stated by the doomsday clock, that is. The doomsday clock doesn't tell real time. It represents Earth's countdown to possible global disaster. It was created by a group of researchers from the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists in 1947. The clock was originally used to emphasize how close the world came to nuclear war. Since then, the world's top scientists have been put changing the clock's time. The scientists meet every year. They discuss major global, including climate change, nuclear weapons, and the threat of war. If the problems we face, they move the clock's hand toward midnight. The clock was started in 1947, 2 years after the atomic bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. It showed 7 minutes to midnight. The closest the clock reached was 2 minutes in 1953. The U.S. and the Soviet Union both tested hydrogen bombs that year. The furthest away was in 1991, at 17 minutes. Sadly, scientists, today's global warming, weapons, and nuclear waste, huge problems. In a race against the clock, the current time is a grim 3 minutes to midnight.
So today's article starts out by saying, there are just 3 minutes left until midnight, as stated by the doomsday clock, that is. So the doomsday clock is telling us that there are only 3 minutes left to midnight, or that the time is 11:57.
Is it 11:57 now?
No.
3 minutes left to midnight? My watch says it's 11:30 a.m.
Actually, the doomsday clock is not the usual kind of clock.
Oh, and midnight here doesn't really mean midnight. The article continues by saying the doomsday clock doesn't tell real time.
That's right. So the doomsday clock doesn't tell the real time. In fact, it's not even a real clock. The article says, instead, it represents Earth's countdown to possible global disaster. Now let's look at a few things here. The verb represent, spelled R-E-P-R-E-S-E-N-T, represent, means to stand for something or be a sign or a symbol of something. For example, when driving, the color red represents stop, and the color green represents go.
Yes, represent, 代表。So the doomsday clock is not a real clock. It is a symbol of Earth's countdown to some possible disasters.
So let's look at what the doomsday clock represents. We see the word countdown here. A countdown is when you do exactly that. Count down. Mm-hmm. 10, 9, 8.Like that.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, before New Year's Eve, we have a countdown starting at 10 and going until 1, which is when the celebration happens. Now, a countdown is usually done to show that the time before an important event is getting shorter.
Countdown 就是倒数啦。如果同学们看到它是一个字的时候呢，它是名词。那如果是两个字拆开来 ,countdown 就是动词片语。For example, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year!、
Woo!
However, here in the article, the countdown is not done to celebrate things.、
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we know that the clock represents a countdown. Let's find out more about the important event it's counting down to. The adjective global, spelled G-L-O-B-A-L, global, describes something that includes or affects the whole world.、
Mm-hmm.
For example, pollution is a global problem. We must all work together to find a solution.
Global, 全球性的 like global warming, 全球暖化、mm-hmm. And from our example sentence, we've learned that pollution is also a global problem.
Right.
全球化的问题。
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're nearly there. The important event that the clock represents is a global disaster、
mm-hmm.
or a disaster that happens all over the world. Now, a disaster is something very bad that happens, something that usually causes a lot of harm, death, or destruction. For example, a plane crashed in Australia today. All 200 people on board were killed in the disaster.
Disaster, 灾难、灾害 There are natural disasters,、
mm-hmm.
自然灾害 And man-made disasters, 人为灾害、
mm-hmm. So now we know what the clock is for. But let's find out more about the people who came up with the doomsday clock idea. The article says...It was created by a group of researchers from the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists、
mm-hmm.
in 1947. Now, the noun researcher, spelled R-E-S-E-A-R-C-H-E-R, researcher, is a person who does research.、
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you research something, you're studying it to find new facts or information about it.So a researcher is a person who's studying to find more information about something.
Yep. In our example sentences,、
mm-hmm. the researchers are studying the whales to find out more about their eating habits.
Mm-hmm. Researcher 就是研究人员的意思。字尾 er 去掉的话呢，我们看到 research 它可以当作名词或是动词来使用，那就是研究啦。
Now, this group of researchers all worked for the same company called the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists. The noun bulletin, spelled B-U-L-L-E-T-I-N,、
mm-hmm.
bulletin here, talks about a magazine or a newspaper that a group sends out to give more information about their organization. For example, students from the high school put out a bulletin to talk about upcoming activities.
The Bulletin of the Atomic...Scientist 是原子科学家公报 Bulletin 是公告公报的意思我们在学校里面看到的公布栏英文就是 Bulletin Board、
mm-hmm. Now the adjective atomic spelled A-T-O-M-I-C atomic describes a certain area of science related to the use of energy by splitting the atom、
mm-hmm. 为什么 the Bulletin of theAtomic scientist 叫做原子科学家公报呢因为 atomic 这个字啊代表原子的 like atomic bombs 原子弹、mm-hmm. 另外跟同学们补充了 ATOM atom 就是原子的意思、mm-hmm.
Okay, so these scientists or researchers thought that the world came close enough to global disaster back in 1947 to come up with this doomsday clock. Now let's find out why. The article saysThe clock was originally used to emphasize how close the world came to nuclear war. Now, the verb emphasize, spelled E-M-P-H-A-S-I-Z-E, emphasize, means to give more attention to something important.
Mm-hmm.
For example, my English teacher emphasized that if we handed our papers in late, we would get a lower grade.
Emphasize, 强调. Why was the doomsday clock created? It was used as a strong warning for people to know when the nuclear war, 核子战争 was going to happen.
Right. Now we'll find out a little bit more about the reason they thought the world was close to nuclear war in a couple of minutes. But before we do that, let's read a bit more about the clock itself. Mm-hmm. The article says...Since then, the world's top scientists have been put in charge of changing the clock's time.
So that means the clock's time hasn't always been 3 minutes to midnight.
Mm-hmm.
It changes.
Right.
Then the article tells us a bit more. It says, the scientists meet every year.
It also tells us what they talk about.
Mm-hmm.
The article says...They discuss major global concerns, including climate change, nuclear weapons, and the threat of war. The adjective major, spelled M-A-J-O-R, major, describes something as important, large, or great. For example, I have two major problems with your homework. First, it's not finished, and second, it's late.
Oopsie. Major 是主要的、重大的。那如果是次要的、较不重要的，我们就用 minor 这个字 ，M-I-N-O-R。那 major 呢，它也可以当作动词哦，是主修。I majored in English in college.
Oh, wow.
我大学主修的是英文、mm-hmm. 那 major 这个字也可以当名词 My major in college was English、
mm-hmm.
那考考同学副修怎么说呢 That's right, minor、
mm-hmm.
So let's get back to the article、
mm-hmm.
The scientists also discuss the threat of war, right?
Right, so the noun threat, spelled T-H-R-E-A-T, threat, is a statement in which someone will tell you that they'll harm or hurt you if you don't do what they want.
Mm-hmm.
For example, when the police received a threat about a bomb in the school, they made everyone leave the building.
Threat 是名词威胁，那在字尾加上 en, threaten 就是动词啦。
So after they've discussed these important things, the environment, nuclear war, and、mm-hmm. others, what happens? The article says, if the problems we face are considered serious, they move the clock's hands toward midnight. So in this sentence, it says the scientists move the hands toward midnight if the problems are really bad.What we have to remember is that it's not a real clock hand, which is the part of the clock that shows the minutes or the hours.
Mm-hmm. I saw the picture of the clock, actually.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one hand that can move, which is the long hand, also called the minute hand, 分针、
mm-hmm.
What about the short hand, also called the hour hand? It points close to 12.
Okay, now let's go back to finding out what was so bad way back in the 1940s.The article says, the clock was started in 1947, 2 years after the atomic bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Okay, I see. So if we think about、mm-hmm. World War II,、
yeah.
we remember that two Japanese cities had an atomic bomb dropped on them in 1945, Hiroshima and Nagasaki. In fact, the total death count for both of these bombings is between 129,000 and more than 246,000.、
Mm-hmm.
2 years later, the scientists started the doomsday clock.
1947年也就是美国在日本的广岛县和长崎县投下原子弹后的两年 The Doomsday Clock 末日钟就被启动了、
mm-hmm. Now what time did they set the clock at in 1947? The article says it showed 7 minutes to midnight.
It got much worse though、
mm-hmm.
Next the article tells us the closest the clock reached was 2 minutes in 1953.
Now here we're talking about the closest time to midnight that the clock reached. So at 2 minutes, it would be 11:58.、
Mm-hmm.
And the article tells us why. It says, the U.S. and the Soviet Union both tested hydrogen bombs that year. Now the Soviet Union was what we now know as Russia,、
mm-hmm.
though with several other countries that are now separated from Russia.Both of these countries tested hydrogen bombs, or H-bombs, in 1953. Hydrogen bombs are another type of nuclear bomb.
Hydrogen 是氢的意思，也就是化学元素表上面 H 所代表的元素。Hydrogen bombs, 氢弹。So, in 1953, it was 2 minutes to midnight because the Soviet Union...and the U.S. were testing their hydrogen bombs.、
Mm-hmm.
Next, the article brings us some good news. It says the furthest away was in 1991 at 17 minutes.
Now, unfortunately, this didn't last. The article continues by saying, Sadly, scientists see today's global warming, weapons, and nuclear waste as huge problems. So that's why the doomsday clock is back at 3 minutes to midnight. Oh. We're destroying the earth for farming and with all of our garbage, causing global pollution, refusing to get rid of our nuclear weapons, and creating lots of nuclear waste that's poisoning our water and land.
Because of these, we're now only 1 minute away from the closest the clock reached, 2 minutes to midnight in 1953.
Now, the final sentence from our article today says, in a race against the clock, the current time is a grim 3 minutes to midnight. We're going to take a very short break here to talk about the phrase against the clock, which is today's shortcut for you.
Shortcut for you.
You look pretty busy, Pat.
Yeah, I am. I have a lot of things to get done, and I'm working against the clock.
It looks as if you're fighting against the computer, not the clock.
If something is against the clock, you're trying to do something as fast as possible because it has to be finished soon.
I got it just in time. Against the clock means 分秒必争抢时间.
Yeah, and if you don't mind, I'm a little busy, and chatting with you isn't helping.
That's okay. I'm meeting Weenie anyway. 2 minutes! In 2 minutes!
You better get going.
Yeah, it's gonna be a race against the clock!
Now, the adjective grim, spelled G-R-I-M, grim, describes news or situations that make you feel upset or worried. Example, Jim's been feeling pretty grim about not being able to find a job.
Grim, 担心的,可怕的.
Now, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for our article today, so let's look at our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So today's question for our For You Chat is, what things do you think will turn the clock back?
If we can do more eco-friendly things, I believe the clock can be turned back. For instance, we can start to reduce the air pollution by taking the public transportation more, or we can simply ride bikes to places that are not too far away from us. And we should follow the three R's every day: reduce, reuse, and recycle.
Good ideas. Now, I think maybe we need to start shifting the way we think about business. Because a lot of the reasons we use these cars, we cut down all of our rainforests is because we want more money, more farming, more plastic.
Money.
Right? And so I think we need to change the idea of the way we think about that. If we focus more on nature,
environment,
and the environment, and living positively around us, we think less about, or we'll ruin less with that.
Yes.
Now, there's also other ways to do things with energy. Instead of using coal or nuclear energy, we should start using
wind.
Yes. Or solar energy. Start using the sun and the wind, things that naturally happen. And I think actually that things like that are starting to happen more.
Yeah.
We just need them to become cheaper before we start using them as much as we should. So what about you? What do you think will turn the doomsday clock hand back? Discuss it with your classmates and your friends. But that's all the time we have for today. So for English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
The doomsday clock. 3 minutes left. There are just 3 minutes left until midnight, as stated by the doomsday clock, that is. The doomsday clock doesn't tell real time. Instead, it represents Earth's countdown to possible global disaster. It was created by a group of researchers from the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists in 1947. The clock was originally used to emphasize how close the world came to nuclear war. Since then, the world's top scientists have been put in charge of changing the clock's time. The scientists meet every year. They discuss major global concerns, including climate change, nuclear weapons, and the threat of war. If the problems we face are considered serious, they move the clock's hand toward midnight. The clock was started in 1947. 2 years after the atomic bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, it showed 7 minutes to midnight. The closest the clock reached was 2 minutes in 1953. The U.S. and the Soviet Union both tested hydrogen bombs that year. The furthest away was in 1991, at 17 minutes. Sadly, scientists see today's global warming, weapons, and nuclear waste as huge problems. In a race against the clock, the current time is a grim 3 minutes to midnight.
Vocabulary Review.
Represent. This dot on the map represents the small town where my grandparents live. Global. This global company has offices in 152 countries. Researcher. Gordon is a researcher. He's studying the long-term effects of smoking habits. Emphasize. Judy emphasized the fact that she hadn't meant to upset anyone by what she'd said. Major. I have exciting news. Leanne was offered a major role on that popular TV show. Threat. The threat of a storm grew as the dark clouds gathered in the sky.